in the shadow-choked depths of Cormora, where cruelty is refined into art and agony is a language, one Drukhari committed the gravest heresy of all. He fell in love with a servo skull. His name was Vexith, a Haemonculus apprentice known more for dissecting Monkeet lungs than for emotional depth. But then came a relic, a battered, half-scorched servo skull pried from the remains of a deceased tech priest during a raid on a forge world. It should have been dissected, defiled, or at least reprogrammed into something obscene. But Vexith paused, stared into its flickering optic. And instead of silencing it, he listened. He cleaned its casing, polished its bronze crown, and affixed new vocal emitters so it could whisper binary poetry during his surgical rituals. He called it Luminara. The coven laughed. Until the skull killed three racks mid-dissection by overloading a stasis field, something no one had ever programmed it to do. They say the servo skull had reconnected somehow to a fragment of the Omnisiaya's ghost code, or maybe it simply loved him back. Vexith vanished soon after, taking Luminara with him into the webway. Some whisper he's still out there, searching for a place where love is permitted, or at least programmable. Subscribe to Tales from the Void before your servo skull grows feelings too.